stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. My topic today will be how to deal with depression and loneliness. Seek God. Let me tell you, folks, depression is real out here. I was born depressed, I think, in this world, so I dealt with it for a long, long time. And depression goes into loneliness. It's just situations you become so boggled down with that you have no way to go but up and seek God. Situations just have you so bound that you just want to end your life. I remember as a child, I was just so depressed, and people were picking at me, and my self-esteem was so low that I just got up one day. I was laying in the bed and went to the kitchen and just got a knife. I just wanted to end it because I could not take that emotional pain anymore. I could not take those people picking at me. I could not take the laughing. I just wanted to end it. And at that point, I didn't know it was called depression, but I just had no will to live. I did not want to be on this earth. And like I said, along with depression comes loneliness. You just want to cut yourself off from the world. You don't want anybody to know what you're really dealing with and what you're going through. So you just sit there and... My mom always told me that an idle mind is the devil workshop. And I tell you, folks, once you sit there and let him take hold of your mind, he works it to the point where, like I said, you want to leave this earth. So ways to deal with it is you need to find someone that you can confide in and trust and let them know the things that you're dealing with. Get somebody that you think may have been depressed and have overcome it. Now, don't go to somebody that's never been depressed because they can't tell you what to do if they've never experienced depression or loneliness. It's just nothing that they'll be able to tell you how to overcome it. I know as African Americans, we do not believe in the mental health system. It was a shame and disgrace to even talk to somebody because they would say, you know, you crazy, you can't handle your own problems. And it was just a disgrace when I was coming up. So most of us just dealt with the problems, either got into alcohol or having being promiscuous and doing drugs. You know, we just tried to find that escape that would give us some hope to even stay alive in this evil world. Getting hooked on those things is something that usually will take you a long time to overcome because you get started on it and then situations become bigger and bigger and bigger. So you go to bigger and bigger means of escape to try to overcome what you don't really know that you're dealing with. And it just takes you as a person. it just breaks you down to nothing. You just feel, you're just so, so low. You just can't go any lower when you get depressed. And you just want to sleep and not never wake up. And when you do wake up, you want to take something so it'll put you back to sleep. So what I've learned to do in my early years of depression, I would sleep a lot and I would cry a lot. And like I said, didn't really know what that meant, but I just had no will to live. I had turned away from God because I was like, you cannot be a loving God having me go through all this depression and loneliness. Nothing was positive. Around a lot of selfish people, didn't care about whether you were going through or not. They were only concerned about themselves. It was just mind-boggling to me how you can be in a situation and nobody around you even notice that you're in that situation. So for me, it made me become promiscuous, and that just sent me into a deeper, deeper depression and really sent me into a state of loneliness, almost to the point where I just didn't have any feelings. I was doing stuff and it didn't bother me about doing it. And I'm like, no, because I do have a conscience. I know what I'm doing is wrong. But this is the only way I knew how to accept it, when I realized that, you know, God just wasn't there. God was nowhere to be found. I thought at the time, you know, he's always there. But when you're in that deep of a negative state, you don't feel God being around and you don't feel his presence and you don't know how to call out to him and ask him to show you the way to come out of this depression and loneliness that you're in. So you just keep it. It's just a vicious cycle that you go to until you just say, Lord, I can't do it by myself. You got to learn to call on the Lord when you're in a situation like this, because Satan is real as well. And he is the father of negativism. He's the father of lies. He's the father of the trials and tribulations that you go through. He wants you to doubt God, and he wants you to believe that God will not hear you. You've done stuff so bad that even if you ask for forgiveness, God will not hear it. His job is to make you think that God is not real. He wants to be God, and he is God of this world, but he wants you to believe that there is no other God but him. And so, like I said, you keep this vicious cycle going in. Can I get out of this situation? Is it ever, ever, ever going to end? And it just, you get piled up with so much and so much and so much. It just come to the point where you have to seek God. You have to seek God and come back to God in order to overcome the demonic attacks that Satan has placed. He is a father of lies. He is a deceiver. He will make you think he's God. If you sit there and listen to him, he really will try to convince you, if your mind is weak, that he is God and he's above the real God. That's the only time he can do it for you. When you're weak-minded, your self-esteem is low, that's the only time he can put those type of attacks on you. I have seen so many people depressed and just wanted to end their lives. But you have to come to a realization that if you die in that type of sin, you're going to hell. And you're going to be in a worse situation in hell because hell is eternal, and you can't come out of hell. Once you go there, you're there forever. So you've got to come to a point to say, God, I need your help to get through this, Lord. Nobody can do it but you. I can't do it by myself. My mama can't help me. My daddy can't help me. My aunt, uncle can't help me. It's between me and you, Lord. And you need to show me how to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. And once you start renewing your mind, that's a lifetime process. God will come in and pull you out of that situation. And you will that test that you went through will become your testimony where you can be a blessing to someone else's life. Remember, I always tell people that you are servants of God here on this earth. That's what we were put here to do, to serve others. Love is the greatest commandment God came back to let us know about when he walked this earth. So when you get that love walk in, Satan can't touch you. Satan can't touch you. He will flee when you call on the name of Jesus. So when you're feeling down, when you're depressed, when you're feeling that there's no one in this world that can be your friend, and Jesus is a friend indeed, and he's there in your ever-present need of time and in trouble. He's there for you. You may not think he's there, but he's just waiting for you to call out on his name and give him the honor, praise, and glory, and he will step right in and pick you up and give you the tools what you need to have in order to live a joyous, peaceful, happy, and prosperous life. So whenever you're feeling depressed, you have to tell your mind, Jesus is my friend. He's there. He's my hope in the ever-present time of trouble. He will come and pick me up and turn my life around, and he will put me on solid ground. So don't allow Satan to deceive you. Just remember, he is a deceiver, and he will try to convince you that God is not your friend, and he will not be able to get you out of that situation. Those drugs are your friend. That sex is your friend. That's how you're going to be able to survive in this world. Doing things against God, that's what he will try to convince you of, because he do not want you to know your Lord and Savior as your personal God. He wants to be in control of your life. He wants to keep you down, busted, broke, and disgusted. That is his job. And if you don't build your mind up, and if you don't build your faith up, then look, you will end up committing suicide, or you will end up becoming an addict to the point where you commit suicide, or you will end up in prison for a crime that you would have never done if you would have just said, Lord, please help me. I need your help. I cannot do this by myself. And it's just a whole lot of things. You end up in mental institutions. And when you go there, you really will see some people that Satan has so much control over. I was speaking to a man the other day, and he was telling me his daughter was a paranoid schizophrenic. His wife was a paranoid schizophrenic, and of course he didn't realize that when he married her. But Satan had convinced this poor woman that she was Jesus Christ here walking on this earth. And she was convinced that Jesus had died and he was in hell. This is the kind of power that Satan has over a weak mind. So you will have to know, I'm sure if you look at her, you know something is wrong. Because you will see she's definitely not Jesus Christ in the flesh on this earth today. But Satan has convinced her that Jesus is in hell with him, and that he transferred into her to be the Lord and Savior, God walking on this earth in the flesh. So renew your mind every day. It's a lifetime process. You cannot do it just in the time of trouble. You have to do it every single day that God wake you up and give you a breath to say thank you. The first thing you need to do is thank him. The second thing you need to do is get in his word and renew your mind. Because when Satan knows when you call on the name of Jesus, he will flee. And it's nothing he can do when you speak boldly and call that name boldly. He will flee because he can't stand to hear the name of Jesus. So I'm broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, live from New York. This is the Linda Monroe Show. I am Linda Monroe. Be blessed.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.